The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
It's no secret that obesity is a big and growing health problem all across the country. So when a recent study here in California found that the number of obese and overweight students in three grades actually went down 1.1% between 2005 and 2010, it was a big deal.
It doesn't sound like a real big number, but you have to consider how large our state is and that this decrease is being recorded among all of the 5th, 7th, and 9th graders throughout the state. So it does really become significant that on average, we've seen this decrease.
Hanna Veva Islas Hooker is director of the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program. She characterizes the current state of those prevention efforts as a patchwork of progress.
The patchwork reveals that these efforts are worthwhile, that they are working in the communities where there has been intensive engagement around trying to create environments that support healthy eating and active living. And what it's also revealing is that in those communities where there has not been intensive efforts, the obesity epidemic continues to go on unchecked.
Sonoma County is among those promoting the Healthy Eating, Active Living, or HEAL, measures. Right now, it's being concentrated in two low-income and mostly Latino neighborhoods, Kiwanis Springs and Roseland. In those areas, says HEAL coordinator Danielle Moreno, the biggest problem is simply getting access to non-fattening food choices.
They have less access to healthier foods. However, they have more access to unhealthier food sources. In Kiwanis Springs, there are 9 times more unhealthy food sources as there are healthy food sources. And same in Roseland, there's about 7 times more unhealthy food sources. Things like fast food restaurants as being unhealthy, mobile vending can be an issue. Healthy, a store that carries a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables, low-fat or fat-free milk.
Her team from the County Health Department is also working with local schools in those two HEAL zones to boost participation in their free breakfast program and improve nutritional choices for elementary school students. But even after 6 or 7 years of work, Moreno says the scope of the problem remains daunting.
About 55% of Sonoma County adults are overweight or obese, and about 29% of Sonoma County teenagers. Lower income communities see a higher level of obesity, as well as certain racial minority groups. We know that Latino communities tend to see higher rates of obesity and overweight compared to other racial minority groups.
This requires coordinated responses at a macro level, says Islas Hooker, something that is being promoted under the banner of health in all policies. She says informed governmental decision-making at all levels can help by creating more opportunities for people to make healthy choices.
There's been a huge effort to inform land use and planning in California, and there are a number of cities that are driving resources that ensure that all neighborhoods have full-service supermarkets so that families in the most impoverished areas can walk in and buy fruits and vegetables on a regular basis. We're building infrastructure to ensure that people have regular opportunities to be physically active. Parks, sidewalks for people to walk around, bike lanes, all of that helps us turn the tide on this obesity epidemic.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.